I knew you'd come back. Welcome back. It's My Mate Bought a Toaster. This week's guest is the brilliant Desiree Birch. It's such a great episode. Can't wait for you to hear it. Before we start, though, I just want to say big hello and send a lot of love to James Redmond. Now, he is a comedian, an actor, who has done this show before, actually. He's in our back catalogue, which is available right now. And during the week, I asked my friends to subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@mymatebought a toaster. It's really, really helpful. If I get up to 1,000 subscribers, I can start to monetize these videos on YouTube. And that's what I'm doing now, sticking all these episodes on YouTube. So if you go over there, you can see, I think we've just put up John Kearns' episode from a few weeks ago. That's up in full on our youtube.com/@mymatebought a toaster. If you get a second to subscribe, that is really, really helpful. And crucially, it costs you nothing. James Redmond texted me the other day saying, "Oh, hi, Tom, you're happy to help. I didn't realise it didn't cost anything to subscribe on YouTube." He then also confessed, and I hope he doesn't mind me sharing this with you, that it was only last week he learnt that subscribing to a podcast didn't cost anything. So I think it's worth flagging up at this point that when I say, if you'd like to go and subscribe at youtube.com/@mymatebought a toaster, it costs you not a jot, and potentially I could earn probably about 80p from it, and we can keep this podcast going. Because, as I think I've ranted about before, this is a fully independent podcast. No adverts on the sides of buses for us. Ooh, a little bit bitter there. Here we go, we're going to start. Are you ready?
No.
Perfect. That's exactly how I like to start the show. Oh, when I need a laugh, there's a helping people. Tom Fox talking to these funny people. He's asking what they find in the town stories. Can somebody yell out the name of the show, please? It's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Oh, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Yeah, yeah, it's My Mate Bought a Toaster. Oh, toaster for my love, thank God, toaster. You are listening to My Mate Bought a Toaster. Hello and welcome to My Mate Bought a Toaster. It's Tom here, as usual, and this week I'm joined by the brilliant comedian, Desiree Birch. Hello.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom. I don't know if I'll be saying that in the next 30 minutes or even 10.
I mean, you know what? It's going to be an adventurous journey through your shopping history.
Okay? And not even just through my thinking about like what I think I might need for like that, the paranoia.
It's the Desiree who might have needed something in 2014, that's where we start.
Oh, shit.
Right. Sorry. There we go. Swear away, my friend.
Okay, great.
It's the only way to make this therapy work.
Wow.
You have to really feel the pain and the cringe.
Is there going
to
be like a hypnotic light or something so I can at least black out? That would help. All right, fine.
I mean, this is almost subliminal, this.
Yeah.
Because you've done nothing, in a way, nothing to control this stuff. You just bought this stuff as this is an honest route to you.
Wow.
In 2014, right?
This is a perfect podcast for the age of capitalism. And you shall be known by your consumption.
Absolutely. Okay. Exactly that. This is what defines you.
Okay.
This is what defines you. And then we will bury you in landfill when it's all over.
That's fine. At least something in there should degrade ever.
Yeah, well, one day. So look, we start in October 2014.
Okay.
At this point, how long have you been in the country?
A month, not even. Yeah, I moved here in September of 2014.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think it would have been my ex who was like, okay, join my Amazon Prime account and start ordering things you need.
Yes. Okay. Well, obviously you did that because the first thing you bought is the Birdsong thank you notes, some stationery.
I was trying to be British, you know. Nobody in America says a thank you note. They're like, thanks, man, in a text, and that's it. But everyone here is like, here's a card for coming to dinner and bringing a card. Like, there's a lot of cards. So
surely the more British thing would be sorry notes.
I mean, a thank you note is kind of a sorry note. It's like, sorry for needing anything or being alive, so thank you so much for giving me anything.
A thank you note is a thank you for dealing with me.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it is. You're right.
Yeah. And you're like, you're fine. It was a pleasure to have you. Oh, well, thank you for saying that then. Here's another card.
You so belong here perfectly. Your psychology suits us so well.
It's great.
You've also bought the Impossible Instant Color film for Polaroid cameras. So Polaroid stuff.
Yes. So I do have an old Polaroid, and that must have been, I'm trying to think for a show, because like I've used the Polaroids in shows before. Like I'll take a picture of the audience or do a picture together, like when we're doing something. So it must have been for that, but also, you know, nice to have some memories. I wonder, I still have a Polaroid of my ex that I must have taken back then, which is like sits in my drawer, and it's just great because like I forget about it when I'm refiling stuff. And then I'm like, oh, there he is looking like confused and like happy. You know, what was that like?
I always think there's something about Polaroids, just the little square picture, that's either really, really sinister.
Yes.
Like it's a murder inquiry.
Yes, it is.
or incredibly heartbreakingly romantic. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, a little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Right? Romantic and sinister, yeah. Which is kind of their, you know, especially the way the color kind of fades from the center and
yes.
There's blotchy. Yeah. There's something wonderful about that. Yeah. You only had one and not 5,000. Like, how many pictures do you take to get one that you would actually share?
And when you look back through the pictures on your phone, you scroll to the top and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Just taking lots of pictures of, like, for some reason, some shoes which started to fall apart.
Yes, exactly. This receipt.
Yeah.
Vitamins B and C and D. Get it for myself, for my health, on the cheap. Gotta stay in shape, but I'm so lazy. Crime online, next day delivery.
Polaroids, thank you notes, and some Benjamin rubbing alcohol.
Yes, because I'm, I had to figure out that it was surgical spirit here. I was like, where's the actual rubbing alcohol? Because I grew up with a, like, if it doesn't hurt, it's not clean. You know, so like, it has to like burn if you have a wound. Yeah, it has to like catch fire. And then you're like, it's clean now.
Wow. So as you arrive in the country, you're getting, this feels poignant, right?
Is it?
Polaroid,
yes.
Camera to take the pictures, a thank you note to apologize to everyone.
Yes.
And then some rubbing alcohol in case you hurt yourself.
Yes, exactly. I, all memory seared into the brain or the skin in some way. Like, I'm sorry for existing, but also I love you. And ouch, it burns. Is this romance?
Oh my God, this is the human condition in one show.
A little bit, you know.
I love it.
Put my heart out there.
A big moment to come over here. How was it at that point, leaving family behind, leaving careers behind?
I was leaving New York behind because I'd been there for about 13 years. I was leaving the starter life that I built for myself behind.
Why did you abandon ship? What was it that made you leave?
I mean, that is a city that will completely shape you by like the way a ballet teacher shapes your foot by like breaking the bones in it so that they arch a little bit.
Yes.
Like, you know, by the time that I left after year 13, I probably by year 8 started being like, oh, I can't stand.
Wow.
Like, even though it's amazing and there's nothing else like it, but like, if you want to live there, you'd better be rich,
right.
You know, and even then that will not protect you from just the agony and the ecstasy of human existence. You know, like, rich people still have to get on the train and be, you know, accosted by whatever masturbators walking through. You know what I mean?
Delicious.
Like, it's intense.
Yeah.
And so by year 13, I think that, yeah, there was definitely some things that happened that had kind of like left a scar sort of professionally, emotionally. And then, really, it was sort of all of the things that I thought were going to happen career-wise or whatever started it like just to disappear.
Right.
You know, it was like the lights were going out in the big skyscraper.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, there was an invitation for me to be here, but New York is now taking its invitation back.
Right.
It felt like it was like, oh, these things are disappearing. Do you want to fight for this? Or, you know, I met somebody here in the UK and I was like, there's an open window. And I just went through it, you
yes.
know, without realizing that I was leaving everything behind. It's just like, well, that's the only light in the room. Let's walk there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's often your read, isn't it? That isn't often the actual case that certain things are switched off to you. You feel it. If you feel
yes.
that, it's the sensation of the room, isn't it? Just going, right, no, okay. And how long after you moved here in 2014, how long was it until you went, oh yeah, no, this is excellent?
I mean,
or have you not yet done that?
No. I definitely have. There was definitely always a romance about London, you know, about especially for any American, because there's like, you know, we love the accent. It's like our sexy cousin that we don't hook up with anymore.
I need to go to America urgently.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Just have people go like, oh my God, you're talking. You're
yes.
saying words. I'm sliding off of a seat.
Oh, oh God. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cheers. This has been
yeah.
fun. Thanks a lot.
Taxi.
We're done there, guys. Honestly, you should really work for the American Travel Agency. Because it's going to do wonders.
There was definitely a beautiful veneer about it, but it took a little while to feel like it belonged to me,
yes,
that I wasn't, you know, just sort of visiting and obviously having some kind of even long-term temporary status. Because when I first came, it was just like visitor. Then I had to get like 3-month visas. Then I could get a year-long visa. Mm. And then it started to feel like, okay, you know, like I might be able to get a chance to stay here sort of thing.
Mm.
But definitely sort of cementing into the comedy scene helped a bit, because then I kind of started to feel like myself again, because
yes.
like when I first came here, wasn't allowed to work, and then like didn't know anyone or knew a few people, needed to build that kind of thing up. And then when people were like, oh yeah, we can put you on here and there, it felt like, oh, this is home. I have regular places. I have people I know in those places. So it did take a few years really to start feeling that coming
on. It does take a while.
It does.
A few years,
yeah,
and then Taskmaster happens.
Yeah, which is years later.
But once you get to Taskmaster, you're in a National Treasure, basically.
Which is, I was on a train yesterday coming back from the Netherlands. And the guy I was sitting across from, after like 2.5 hours, was like, are you Desiree Birch? And I was like, oh yeah. And he talked about Taskmaster for like a good 30 minutes, you know? And amazing. I was like, and it's incredible. Look, it is an incredible thing to do. It is like one of the most fun things you can do in a performance career. And yeah. For me, it felt like when I was doing Device Theater back in New York, it felt like pure, you know, yes. like you really are showing up.
Not pre-planned.
Yeah.
So this is an interesting thing about Taskmaster. You don't get a heads up. You rock up.
You have
up.
No idea. You're sitting in a room and then they walk you into a room. You have no idea. You sat there in makeup feeling like a princess. But like, meanwhile, they're hiding stuff from you all around the house and whatnot. Like, I remember the team day, they managed to hide the fact that there were two other people there that we, you know, and I was like, who were in the house. And like, one was in the caravan, one was in the other room.
Yeah.
And they were like, I remember this. They were literally like, oh, wait, we just need to hold off for a few minutes. It started raining outside. I'm looking out of the window here and it's sunny. Oh, and they convinced me that it was raining on the other side of the house and that we needed to wait to do something because you're just so out of your element. You have no idea what is going on. So you just question everything and there you are. And they're like, oh, my God, you're here. We're doing stuff. This is fantastic. One of the most fun things you can possibly do.
I think that's what's really interesting about Taskmaster. In somewhere like, so in Scandinavia, they've got a fetish for murder mysteries, right? Noir and stuff like that, because society is so neat and their greatest fear and greatest horror is murder and awfulness.
Yeah.
And I think the reason Taskmaster is so huge in this country is because our greatest fear is vulnerability and awkwardness.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's that journey into the cringe.
Yeah. And seeing someone flop about in the cringe, but still survive is like somehow a religious tale, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. But I think that's in part why comedy is so strong here, you know, that it is just about like, oh, like we're drunk enough to like actually laugh at ourselves and someone's going to be vulnerable with and for us. So, you know, I think that in a way that's like where you're like, oh, you're perfect to live in the UK. And it was like, yeah, there was definitely a calling of like a lot of pent up tension and holding things together and finding other people that could relate to that, you know, as opposed to people who are like, I'm free. I'm great. Did you see me? I'm blonde now. Everything's fine.
We like to listen to toast. And we're not the kind who would boast. And even in spite of the host, we still like to listen to toast. La, la, la,
all right, okay, let's keep hacking away. Come on, so we're back in 2014. Taskmaster's just like a little glimmer in the distance at this point.
Yes. I don't even know what Taskmaster is at this point.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I'm
new to everything that is UK culture.
Right, and you're spending a lot of money on wood in December. Just a lot of wood. It's just three things in a row that all
wood-based. Is this
wood-based.
For a log burner? What is this? What
shoestring kind of horsehair dauber brush made of wood. Uh-huh. A natural long wood body brush made of wood.
Yes.
Console Pro shoe tree.
Tree, yes. Oh, to stretch out my cowboy boots, to keep them stretched. Yeah, those
are
things are
America?
So...
You're from America.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, like you know, you stick those in there and then it keeps the leather expanding. I got wide feet. And yeah, you know, like if you're going to buy things, it's nice to buy in natural materials. I like wood. I like wood.
There's nothing wrong with liking wood. There's no shame in liking wood.
A lot of wood.
It's just really nice to see you. What's interesting is because this account is you landing here as a fully fledged adult.
Yeah.
We see you nesting.
Yes.
And buying the wooden, the brushes and the shoe things. And we now know about the wide feet. But, you know, not many people know about Desiree Birch's wide feet. They do now.
So wide. So flat.
There you go. Look, here's an interesting one. 26th of March, 2015. Now.
Oh, dear. Oh, well.
Now, we may have red lines, right? If we cross any red lines, you have to just...
Is this me buying sex toys? What have I got? Your face!
For 26th of March 2015, you bought three things, right? You bought contacts 2015.
Okay.
Very good way to...
Yes, to start 2016. Wait, oh yeah.
2015.
Wait, contacts. This is like an address book?
So contacts is the all the people you should know in the industry.
Oh.
Contacts is the, here's the agency.
Yes.
So it's you careering. You're
yes, starting to career.
Right.
I don't remember this, so clearly I did not make any use of it.
Okay, but it's worked.
Yes.
It's clearly worked.
Okay, yes.
Things are going okay.
Even just by osmosis being in the home.
Right. So you've bought that book to try and work out how to squirrel your way into
yes,
the industry.
Yes, because it's time.
You've also bought Doc Johnson's Crystal Jelly's Double Dildo. Yeah.
Oh, wait, that was for a show.
Okay, fine. I'm faintly disappointed. And Anastasia's Desire RO 87 Speed Bullet Vibrator Hot Pink.
That was for me.
Okay. That's like mummy feeding brandy into the fruitcake. One for the cake, one for me. One for the cake, one for me.
Yeah, precisely.
I love it.
Oh, so yes. So yes, the vibrator's for me, but the double dildo was for a show. So, I used to do this show called 52 Man Pickup, and it was basically like I'd put everyone that I'd shagged basically in my 20s and 30s on a deck of cards, you know, because everybody's got a hoe phase. I mean, hopefully. And the thing is, if you marry a high school sweetheart, you're going to get divorced by 40 and try to have a hoe phase in middle age, and so it's going to be hard.
Did you call it like top humps?
Yeah. What did you... Top humps.
This is great.
But I mean, it was so the show was quite interactive, and you know, like I'd play various card games like Spit or Go Fish or War, and I play it with the audience. So I would, you know, I would tell a story, and then eventually, again, you win over the audience by being vulnerable, and they're like, "Oh, I've got a story like that," and then you start swapping, you know, stories about that.
Yeah.
And so there were various different games, but in the end, I had sort of two women in the audience play War and try to pick out like who was the highest ranked card based on, you know, a general ranking system that I'd made, you know, and whoever won the dildo. And when I'd done the show in the States, I just bought dildos in bulk because I was doing like a run. Like when I took it to the Fringe, it was like bulk dildos.
Tell me that delivery didn't go to your neighbor. That's why you came over here.
Yes.
That's why you had to leave.
Yeah, exactly. Because someone opened my box of dildos and I was like, taxi, take me to JFK. But this one, I think I had like one off show, maybe at the Museum of Comedy, actually. I think was that one. And so I was like, okay, well, I need to pick up a dildo for this. So I'll pay full price. I'm not getting them wholesale like I normally do.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, oh, normally they were big, long ones. But this one, I was like, oh, the funniest one is a double one.
Of course.
Like makes that wobble sound.
It wobbles, and it's just sort of because it has a different intention.
Yeah, yes, it does.
There's two things going on here.
Yes, at least.
Right, exactly, exactly. It's multitasking because women multitask.
Yes, very well. Apparently, we don't multitask very well. It's just that we try.
I just think men multitask so badly.
Yeah, maybe.
The number of times my wife tells me things, I'm like, I want to help, and I'm sorry.
Yes.
But the phrase I use, which drives her mad, is it just was not on my radar.
Yes. But could it be on your notepad?
Yeah. Oh, no. We've got shared notes.
Okay. But looking at the notes was not on my radar.
That's the problem. Yeah. Well, also, I'm a selfish prick. That's the other thing as
but
well.
But who isn't? Sure.
But who isn't? But sometimes, and this is a confession which I'm not sure I've told anyone, I'll be sitting at the table and Beth will sit down next to me and I'll see her get her phone out and I see the notes app come up and I see I see things to do and I'll be like... before she gets onto it, I just walk away.
Yeah, of course. Yes, of course. If you get a tip off, that's like being in the jungle and being like, "Oh, danger's coming.
Yeah,
we should all start leaping away from here." Yes. She's sitting there furiously typing.
Yeah. All right, so from rubber fucky to rubber ducky. The Dazzling Toys rubber duck ducky baby shower, pack of 12 rubber ducks.
What would I use the rubber ducks for?
Who knows? You've also bought some babyface washcloths, A6 ruled record cards, Tate & Lyle granulated sugar sachets of sugar.
Oh, this is for Tar Baby. That was the show I did about race and capitalism. So, yes, there's a part in that where... and that's what the ducks would have been for. Okay, so this is me performing that show. What month is this again?
So this was in July 2015,
right. Yep.
This one.
Because I'm taking this show to the Fringe. Got to buy supplies for it. So yeah.
Dancing cane.
Yep.
Yep.
A big rubber mallet.
Clan makeup. Yes. Yep. Rubber mallet. Yes. Okay.
All of these are props for the show. So there's a big rubber mallet because there's like a test your strength against racism where like audience members like sort of confront stereotypes and see how they reckon with them. If they're like, that's true. Or like, no, because reasons. And I'm like, okay, good. It's good to challenge yourself when you're presented with a stereotype. But like there's a whole introductory song where we talk about the diaspora. So we're moving from like, you know, picking rice in Africa to sugarcane in the Caribbean to cotton balls, you know, in America and stuff like that. So it's me doing the song and dance number, but then I'm just throwing out packets of sugar at people's faces. Wonderful. And stuff like that. So yes, it did need to be packets because if you throw sugar all over a theater floor, you will never get booked anywhere, like at all. It's like sugar and like glitter. They're like, there are hardcore rules. There is no glitter in this venue.
So true. It's so true. Joel Dommett once told me a story about letting off a glitter cannon at the end of his gig, and all I could think was, that's very funny, but who the hell cleaned that
and
up?
It never goes away. It is the herpes of theater. It's the fringe. We need to be out of there in 7.5 minutes because there's like a 15-minute crossover or
it's
something like that.
37 degrees C.
Yes.
The humidity is 100%.
Yes, and there's no way we're going to have time or ability to sweep up actual sugar. Yeah. So it's got to be self-contained. And literally, it was probably the most prop-heavy thing that I've done, which means that we did not tour to as many places as we probably could have, because it wouldn't, you know, there was a whole sheet fort we built inside of the theater at some point where you have to like be able to have wires and other things set up.
Jeez.
Yeah, which is like super intense, like to make it like a big top tent, because there was like a whole circus theme to
it. I just do jokes about sex.
Yeah, thank you. This is why after that I was like, and we're doing stand-up.
Yeah.
What's the purchase history of this jokester? Stay tuned for my
I think you're subscribing to vibrators. You bought another one on April the 25th.
Is it a
25th.
Better one at least?
It's a Roxoff RO80. It's a 7.7 speed again.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, is it a bullet?
It's a bullet.
Honestly. Why do I want these bullets? Like, I barely use those. Now I'm very much like, plug it into the mains.
Is it because it's a bullet and you're American? You're just
obsessed? Yes. I'm like, I need to collect them all. Yeah, that's so maybe I thought it was going to spice up sex. At this point in the relationship, that's where you're starting to go. Like, how do we make this, you know, better, more enticing, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I've always been a fan of toys. I am a child at heart.
Yeah. Always just feels like it's got the same size and thing of a TV remote. Do you know what I mean? There's a sort of element of I'm going to press this and it's going to fix everything.
I mean, it fixes a lot.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying, once again, humans using our opposable thumbs. Who needs emotional, spiritual connection?
Just these thumbs. I mean, that you get them so far with a thumb. I mean,
Can that become the vibrator code? You just look at your other half and go...
Yes, but you can't push it like 5 times because then you're gonna like unlock a remote or something. Like, oh my goodness, that's amazing.
I'll keep an eye on those. I'll let you know how we're going, because hopefully Roxoff will be watching and you can get some sort of deal.
Yeah, seriously. But I'm also kind of like, what happened to the original one? I don't need 2 bullets. Okay. Mm-hmm, like one at a time is sufficient. Where you're like, I lost the other one. Don't know where. So I can only imagine that the first one failed.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It was time for an upgrade.
Yeah. Yeah. Left you.
Just was like,
failed. It had top failure.
Was like,
it just went.
Horror. Oh, yes.
Oh, God. If vibrators could speak.
Yes.
Which some of them probably can.
Yeah, just sitting around like, you know, the VA kind of like smoking in a jacket being like, oh, yeah. Back when I was in Birch back in, 14. Whew, those were times.
She was unemployed for 2 months.
What do you think happened?
I didn't see the sun for...
I don't like talking about it.
Sometimes you gotta spice up your life in the bedroom. How about you go online and buy a sexy costume? Love it at this age doesn't have to be doom and gloom. Oh, it's time you felt so fine, you buy a sexy costume.
Desiree Birch, what else have we got here? We've got the ultrasonic cool mist humidifier and aroma diffuser.
Yes.
Love a diffuser. These are very common. We see these a lot on this show, actually.
Yeah.
People like a little bit of steam.
Yes. I mean,
it smells nice.
Well, yeah, and is this a wintertime purchase?
It's 15th of December.
Yes, this is the perfect time because, like, quite frequently, if you're going to have the heating on, it's going to dry the atmosphere, right? So you do need to put some humidity in there. Otherwise, you're, you know, getting nosebleeds, more susceptible to things like, and also you're not opening the windows. So it's nice to have a smell that isn't like your BO.
We all do get very ill over here.
Yeah.
We have a certain type of illness over here. It's all very sort of nasal.
Yeah.
And back of the
throat. Back of the throat, like that drip that just never goes away. And
yeah.
So yeah, this was like, oh, people get humidifiers for a reason.
Yes.
Particularly if it's not the climate that you are accustomed to. Like, I continue to live in places that are not where I'm from. And so adapting your body to suddenly having hay fever when you've never had it in your life.
Right.
Or, you know, just being like, why am I so scaly and dry? And it's like, because the heat's on all the time.
Because you're not British.
Yeah,
that's why you're scaly and dry.
Yes.
If you want to go back to LA, what you can do just to recreate that, just get a diesel generator, corner of the room, put it next to the mist thing, and it's just a nice little
smog. And then the happy lamp or whatever. But yeah, I'm a lizard person, basically, because I'm from a desert.
Yes.
So when there's weather, my body's like,
Okay, good. All right, lizard person, what else have we got here? 10th of October 2017, unisex humorous one-eyed cat ride horse printed hip-hop humor fun t-shirt. A t-shirt.
It's a hip-hop t-shirt. Cat humor fun.
Yeah, yeah. Hip-hop cat humor fun. That does sound like an Edinburgh show. It's great. It's a cat with a sort of some sort of knife on it.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love these. Yeah.
Do you have a lot of these, a collection of these?
No, but I love giving them out as gifts, you know, the ironic whatever. But like, nice. Just, you know, there's something about that, the nostalgia of the sort of mystical animal shirt, like a wolf or a cat looking off like they were in a glamour shot or like an ABBA album cover kind of thing. And this one is like a cat on a unicorn or something.
Subverting it a bit. Yeah.
Being like, I know what I'm doing and
I'm
doubling
it. It must annoy the purists because they'll be like, well, that would never happen. But
I've seen the original range and that would never happen. This is some newfangled Lisa Frank situation. What is that? Okay, no, I'm sorry, OG. So yeah, I can't, I'm trying to figure out who I bought because I don't own it, unfortunately.
Okay.
So I must have bought it for either my ex, who is the person who got me into cats.
Okay. Because you said that in a slightly angry way.
No, I mean,
they started your unhealthy relationship.
Yeah, he was just
cats.
Like, yeah, he was like, the first one's free.
Yeah,
now
that's
you're
what they do.
Cats.
Yeah. It's a gateway animal.
It is. And now I absolutely love them. But at the time I was like, I don't know, I'm allergic. And he was like, no, you're not. Here's a cat. And you just are allergic to that cat until you're no longer allergic to it. And then you're around another cat and you have to get used to that cat.
And but do you now have a cat?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't think. And I have a cat and I like love the cat, even though the cat is an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a cat.
But you might as well fall in love with a pillow.
Yeah.
They feel nothing for you. We have a cat that comes to visit us and we adore it. The house worships it. Everyone, I've got two dogs.
Yeah.
And two kids, my wife. Everything in the house stops when the cat comes in.
Yes.
Silence. It is like a regal visit, like a progress. The bunting comes out.
Yeah. Oh, well, also because like the cat is the hottest girl at your high school. Like where it's like, oh my God, did it just rub its leg? Oh my God, it likes me. Does it like me right now? 100%. What did I do? Let's do it. Yeah.
I'm sorry to say this. Cats are for people who want to feel low status.
Yes.
And dogs are for people who want to feel high status.
Yes, yes, exactly. Do you like being the dominant or the submissive in your relationship?
Yes.
And yes, for those of us who are subs, like a cat's just like, hi, I own you for when I feel like it, but I also have plenty of others. You mean nothing to me. Especially the ones that you feed, like they're working the whole block. That's how we got the first cat is because, you know, he was basically like, I think where he lived, there was like building works and they got a dog and he was like, F this. And so he was just working, you know, like the blocks, all the backyards face each other. And he would just like hop over and he got fed several times. By the time we put a collar on him, his owner was like, are you feeding this cat? Please call this number. And she was like, this is my cat. Like he has a home, but like he hasn't been around here because, you know, we have a baby and a dog and building works. And it's like, well, if he's happier with you, my boyfriend was like, yoink. And that's how we just jacked this cat off of our neighbors.
You sort of went catfishing.
Yeah.
So to speak. The old fashioned version of catfishing.
We totally did. Oh my my ex was the kind of guy who fed all the cats, even our neighbor's cat. It was like, he has a home. Please do not feed him when he's out. But like, if you see a cat, all you want it to do is maybe think about you or like you for a moment. So you're throwing anything you got at the cat to be like, am I cool? I'll give you my lunch. Wait, what do you want? You know? So yes, that's how we got a cat.
We all become adolescents, don't we, around the cats?
Yes.
You're right. We become, I'm so desperate for you.
Yes. I don't know why, but because you'd think nothing of me.
Yeah.
And I need affirmation.
They're incredible. No wonder they were worshipped.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love an abusive relationship with an animal.
With animals.
With animals only, thanks.
Oh, my days. This is so embarrassing. I don't remember buying all these silly little strange things. I swear on my life, I was forced by my wife with an ABBA penknife. Wait a minute.
2018 now. We have got a nebulizer inhaler because hopefully you've picked up a bit of asthma while you've been over here. Yeah, it's what we do. We do fungal. We do lung problems.
That's so... No.
Whatever you want. You can get it over here.
Look, I'm not going to lie. Every time I go back to LA to visit, suddenly all of my problems go away. My joint issues don't feel that bad.
Yeah.
Like my throat is clean. So yes, there
but
is
are they
that.
Happy? You know what I mean?
Is there any culture? Can you go into a dark room at night and be entertained? No.
Exactly.
But like you're happy because there's sunlight and life is easy. But the nebulizer is good for vocal issues. So I have I have a vocal polyp. It's not like, you know, cancerous, but it's there because I've done enough performing to have ruined my vocal cords a bit.
Yeah.
So like it's the rasp and it's the, you know, whatever. So, you know, on days where it's particularly overused, it's good to like use steam, like, and it just gets the steam directly.
I can either stop talking or steam.
Yeah, pretty much. You're like, and I'm not going to stop talking. I mean, it is impossible. I've gone on vocal rest before and it is really difficult.
My friend goes on a silent retreat
I don't know.
I literally just look at her like, I don't understand. That's like going to Jupiter.
Yeah.
Like three, four days.
And just breathing the non-air that's there.
No books.
No journals, no nothing. And you're seeing people, I guess, but not acknowledging them. And to me, the hardest thing was, I mean, not to even laugh. Because I'd be at a silent retreat and I'm the kind of person where I would just start erupting in spontaneous laughter at something I thought in my head.
I would break wind very loudly.
Yes, and it would be over and I would be expelled immediately from the silent retreat. So having to, doing that even on vocal rest and walking around to the store being like, you know, I'm on vocal rest, I can't speak, can you please tell me where this is, and doing that. And people are just like, what? And they're like, I'm on vocal rest and I can't speak, which is besides the point.
Unbelievable. It's just never going to happen.
Yes.
Never going to happen.
Yes. So that was what that was for.
Okay, good. All right, good. I like this. All the things that you're having to buy.
Yes, to fight off. Cope with trying to exist in this particular atmosphere. And yes. It just makes you go, how have people done this for millennia?
Yeah, well, why do you think we're so beaten down here?
Yeah, entirely. Just like, oh, there's no sun. It's always wet. Like in your bones, it's wet and cold.
I guarantee you every single British person listening to this right now is grinning from ear to ear.
Yeah, they're like, finally, they see us.
Yeah, yeah. The weather is like our cat. We have the same relationship with the weather, right? We just want it to love us. And every now and again, it gives us a bit of sun and we go,
and
please.
It feels, I mean, that's the thing. When you get the bit of sun, it feels like God is finally smiling on you. That, like the roulette wheel landed on black and you're like, yes. And it's like glorious. Even though, I mean, what? It's 15, 16.
Oh, tops. You know, like, then it burns us.
Well, also because everyone decides to wear no clothes, get drunk, and sit outside all afternoon. Like, you guys have the worst sun here. Yeah. It gives you all of the sun damage and none of the warmth.
Exactly that. Exactly that. Oh, my God.
It's the worst version of sun.
It does sound like the worst marriage ever. Yeah. All of the damage, none of the warmth. Welcome to the UK. This is great. This has been an exploration of you, but also our country. I love that. All right, 2019 now. Mm-hmm. We have got a lectern stand on the 8th of November.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because this is now, I've broken up with the ex. I'm living, I had a roommate there for a while and then I was living on my own. So I was like, I need to get the stand. It's like a standing desk, quote unquote, but I'm getting that to like record stuff. So like when I'm at home recording, it's like, you can have the laptop here, put the external mic here, have the, you know, like in the camera and the little setup and whatnot.
I think I see you having that. So you, did you split up in 2019? Because there's like the TV and the
remote. It's so starting over.
You're re-nesting again. You've only been here 5 years and here you go again.
Yes, exactly.
A difficult time? It must have been.
Yes, but also the end of the relationship was a difficult time, not because of anything dramatic. We were just growing apart.
Yeah.
And you're trying to like reckon with like, is this fixable or not? Yeah. And, you know, like, and also how do we get out? Like, especially, you know, like I love my ex. He's a wonderful person. It just wasn't working out and so much had happened. And it was like, you know, trying to get out of that. And then I lived with a roommate for a year, which was fine. But then it's like doing that in your late 30s. It's just like, I'm too old to do this.
I can't be doing Friends.
Yeah.
Wrong show. Need to be.
Precisely.
Whatever it is. Last of the Summer Wine. It's a show about an old person. That's what I need to
do. It gets referenced all the time. One day I'm going to sit down and watch Last of the Summer Wine.
It's a classic for a gig, because if you ever see someone who's a bit old in a gig, you say, oh, hello, Last of the Summer Wine reunion. It's a classic. It's a classic. Yes. Okay. That period when a relationship is on its knees and it's hard and you're kind of like, do we bother fixing this? Is this going to pass its MOT or do we just scrap it?
Yeah. And we kind of both knew, you know, but it was like, I was like, okay, you're never going to do it. So I'm going to do it, you know? So like, let's split apart. Let's do all that. And then this was me. 2019 is when I finally got my own place and it was like blank, you know, blank slate. Like, let's start over. Let's rediscover who the heck I am outside of a relationship.
Oh, I bought so many embarrassing things, pink CDs and a toddler, that's it.
We go into 2020, obviously 2020, as we always have to say. The old caveat here, crazy year, awful year, strange year. So we won't.
What did I hoard?
Well, I mean, this is it, isn't it? Inevitably, we'll find loads of toilet paper. I assume there's been a vibrator a month.
Yes, exactly. Anything. 25 different versions of any mask that's possible to get.
Yes. We have got the basic form cat litter scoop.
Yeah, well. So the ex fostered a cat that had kittens and he was like, I think you need a cat. and he had been seeing somebody else, but then they had already broken up by 2020. Okay. So I had to go to his after me ex-girlfriend's house to pick up the cat.
But this is so strange that from someone you just split up with, you're getting like a sort of, at the end of a party, a little party bag.
Yeah, pretty much. He gave me a swag bag of like, here's your life. You're going to probably need a cat and some other things if you want them, like setting me up, which
is rather sweet.
Yeah. He's a lovely, lovely human being. Yeah. Like, you know, people grow apart because it, you know, romantically it might not work, but like we're still friends. So like, he was like, yeah, I think you should have a cat. Here you go. And I was doing Cape Town Comedy Festival. We missed the first flight back because the pilot had COVID. Wow. And so we had to stay an extra, like we were trying to escape that. And we came back in, I picked her up the day London was locking down. Like people were at the pub that night. I drove out to like, you know, to Gatwick basically where his ex was now living and picked up the kitten from, and like, you know, she had a carrier already. And like, I went to pick her and she just walked right into the carrier. And I was like, it was amazing. She was like, okay, yep, I'm ready to go. And like,
it's so strange when we see these moments on this show.
Yeah.
Especially with lockdown, that night before lockdown, I think a lot of people, that's becoming a memory for a lot of people now.
Yes.
And they go, I remember where I was when that moment happened. And this is a fascinating moment.
I was
for
driving.
You. Where were you when lockdown started? I was getting a kitten from an ex's ex.
Yes. When you put it that
and
way.
And I was going back to spend lockdown with my new soulmate.
Pretty much. Yeah. So like when my boyfriend gets pissed off at her, I was like, she was here before you.
Yeah.
Like that's my little kid. Like, I, you know, like that's my little sister. I'm
and she'll
care
be here after you.
Yeah. I mean, a bit that's the implication.
That's
she was here before you. Dot, dot, dot. Like get your shit together. Right. I mean, and, you know, she was all kitten, all full of energy. I didn't know what I was doing. She was climbing up everything. But it was perfect because otherwise I would have been abjectly alone. And even at some point, a month in, you feel that and you're like, this is garbage. Like anyone who's like, woo hoo hoo. I'm just like, and I'm not a person who's afraid to be alone, but that alone with all of your absolute fear is some new shit. It was great to have someone to be like, you know, and be like, oh yeah, that's right. There's other people who need me to get roll out of bed.
They make great conversation.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. That's what I'm screaming. Yeah, no, she's a chatty cat because I'm her, you know. Yeah, she learned to be like, meow, 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 meow. Like, it's nothing. She's not saying that to cats. This is me. So, yeah, that was the beginning. And,
you can run new material past her. They're so useful.
And she's like, meow.
Cat didn't like it. It's not getting on stage.
Not going.
All right, okay, 2021 now, Desiree. We have got When the Body Says No, The Cost of Hidden Stress.
Oh, yeah. This is now the self-reflection time. Exactly.
2021, it was technically post-pandemic, but still in it, really.
Yeah.
So I think we were all still...
This is the beginning of the inward journey of being middle-aged and being like, oh, remember all of that childhood trauma that I ran away from several times? It's here.
Did you do therapy and stuff?
Yeah, like I'm still doing therapy. I'm doing all the things. Like, you know... I'm whatever age I am, 30, 40, whatever, but like there's a part of me that's still eight and it's still trapped there.
Yes.
And like it needs somebody to go back, give it a hand, be like, it's okay. And you have a place in the world, but it's not like running everything and being in this sort of panic constantly.
Yes.
And a lot of times we live in the panic of that state. And we're just, there's just an 8-year-old being like hitting buttons and making phone calls and trying to manage it like a little like boss baby.
Right. So something about having space when you get to about 40, say, whatever the age is, you have space and a moment.
Yes.
Another great way of finding therapy and comfort is by buying the boxing gloves for a punch bag, 24th of September. I mean, you can talk it out as much as you want or you can punch it out.
Yes. I highly recommend punching it out. It's great. I mean, you never feel better than after you have completely rinsed yourself.
Right.
And I'm actually pretty good at punching it out. Like, I mean, the footwork is difficult because, I'm a big gal, but like the punch work is strong.
Yeah.
So the trainer's literally like, you're actually pretty good at that. I'm like, I think I have ancestors that are inside of me full of rage. And in addition to my own comedian pent up rage, you know, that like you can put it out on stage, but also sometimes it's just better to put it out of your fist. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not getting into a ring with anybody. Look at this face.
Oh my God.
It's adorable.
Do not
hit me.
Ruin
in the face.
That thing. That's your prize fund.
Yes.
I mean, that is everything.
Yes.
That's your pension right there.
Yes. I'm literally like, if I ever boxed in a ring, I'd be like, just below the neck, you can punch me in the tit all day long. Please do not touch this.
Find us on Twitter and Instagram. Toaster Pot is the name we're trying to jam. It's simple like a sarnie filled with cheese and ham. At
toast a pod, I swear it's not a scam, I think.
It's inevitable. You may have left America, but there's still an American there. 27th of October, 2022. The die-cast metal 8-ring shot cowboy gun. And also you bought some holsters as well.
What's this for? Oh, this is for... This is October, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is for my Halloween costume.
Excellent.
So I was doing a Dirty Harry costume, but I went as Dirty Pussy. So I made a mask that looked like a vulva.
Trick or eat.
Yep. Nice. Damn it. I wish I had thought of that years ago. So I had like the suit from Dirty Harry or whatever,
and
the
gun,
whatever. And then, you know. You feeling lucky?
That's amazing. The Americans go to town with Halloween in a way that the British are just finally catching up with. Right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess...
glorious.
You know, do you have other sort of fancy dress type of events? Because, like, that's the one time of year, typically.
Well, the coronation. Like, that's a fancy dress event for the aristocracy.
Oh, do they dress up as what?
Fox hunting.
Okay. Okay.
Bishops, they like to dress up. Religion.
Yes.
But no, in terms of normal people, not really, no.
Yeah, because that's our one time of year to be like, go for it, and to spend all of this time and effort being crafty and being like, do you get my idea? You know? Like, so yeah, we really go balls out with it. And also, like, you know, there's all, like, you grow up being like, this was the best day of the year. Because I got candy for being a human.
Yeah.
Just being a little human wearing a pumpkin we bought at CVS.
Yes.
Like, I got just all the best candy in the world. Like, there are, you know, it's the way that the British treat Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, you know, the main religion is Christmas, mm-hmm. and then Church of England, and then other religions. Do you know what I mean? And so, like, people are like, I got my jumper on, and we've got the crackers, and the whole, like, there's a whole big festive thing around that, because it's like the time of year where you guys get to be like, we get to enjoy being young and happy.
But you know what? Okay, here's another very much back of a cigarette packet theory, but there's a reason why British people are uncomfortable with trick-or-treat, because they don't want to, there's a big thing in Britain, especially about spoiling kids. Is this the thing in America as well?
No, everyone wants to spoil their kids. Everyone wants to have lived well enough to be able to spoil their kids.
Welcome to Britain,
okay.
Where it's don't spoil him. You're very spoiled.
Is that at all related to the fact that no one in this country can take the last of anything?
Oh, yeah.
Where I'm just like 100%. Sitting there being like, okay. I'm going to Hoover up this last slice of pizza because everyone's saving it for Elijah or something. Mm. Like, why the last, like, it's the stuff that I don't like, but I'm like, please eat it. I don't even want, and they're like, no, I'm fine. That's everything's fine. I don't.
Yeah. We have to sacrifice that to the gods of politeness and self-loathing.
I mean, then make an altar and do it officially.
I could literally be starving.
Yeah.
I could literally be. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, say I was diabetic and blood sugar was just plummeting and it was getting to the point of imminent death.
Yes.
And there's one sweet left. And I would rather die.
Yep. But, like, if you're British and you touch it, does your hand burn? Like, you know, like, is there a punishment?
No, your hand doesn't burn. Your whole body burns.
Yeah, okay.
And because everyone's looking at you without blinking.
But it is dependent on someone seeing it, though, right?
Yeah, well,
if
that's
no one's
true.
There, you're like, right? So, okay,
of course,
all right. But, like, no one can know that you're the cock who took the last thing.
And that's why British people develop this very strong inner life, because it's all about going, I want. And then I can't do any of that.
They've written a book about how bad it was to want the last slice
right?
of pizza.
And
the yearning.
Yeah, exactly. And the things you're not allowed. You're not allowed any pleasure here.
Wow.
Okay, look, there's so much stuff here. The Zap-It electric fly swatter.
This is now once we're in the house. So, you know,
fun.
We moved in May.
Yeah.
And so obviously, you know, like the screens aren't a thing here.
No.
I don't know. Like, I mean, the windows are open certain ways, but screens aren't a thing here. I'm not sure why. But we have a garden. So, like, there's going to be flies.
And there's nothing worse than that first moment of the year.
Yeah.
Usually about April time when you got a window open, you hear.
Yes. And it's like an army of drones coming in to live in your.
Yeah.
Yes. So, pretty much. Yeah. Exactly. One of them sitting on a, you know, a cowboy hat sitting on a missile coming into your house to bomb it with, you know, fly puke.
Yeah,
so,
yes.
So, and, you know, I'm annoyed by them, but my boyfriend's incensed. And maybe that's because he grew up in Cyprus, too, where there's always flies around and whatever.
Yeah.
So I remember this, the electrified ones from visiting a friend in Wisconsin, which is like the Midwest. And so it's very lakey, very flies, you know, all of the nature, humid, hot, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, she had one of those tennis rackets and it just zaps them. And I was like, you know, rather than him chasing around a fly, I think he'll appreciate the sadism involved in electrocuting them.
They pop.
Yeah,
they smoke comes off them.
Yes, yes.
And I feel guilty.
Yes, because it is murder, and we probably. But I'm like, I eat meat, so I already am fine killing things.
Unbelievable! And, another American electrocuting things. What is it with you guys?
We built our country on extreme violence, and I mean, still exists today.
Do you get the fly, and you just sort of leave it in a room for 10 years, waiting, and then suddenly,
and being like, you did a bad, bad thing. yeah, no. So, like, 10 years, they only live for a day, right?
That's
two,
true.
Three.
True.
Something like that. Yeah. But yeah, so I knew that if I got him a version where he could sit there not chasing it around, but just waving around an electric chair until he finally got one, it would be good for
him. An electric chair crossed with sport.
Yes.
Can I also tell you what everyone has to do when they get one of these things? It looks like a badminton racket.
Yes, yeah.
And you run around swatting flies. It's a delightful occupation. Yes. Everyone has to touch it.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Of course.
The first thing you do.
Yeah. Boop. Ow! Yes! It is electric. Yeah. You will electrocute yourself. But there is something, I guess you can't do that here because the mains will kill you because they're twice the voltage we have in America.
Is that right?
Yeah. So we have 110 and you have 240 or something like that.
Okay.
110, 120 we have. So like if you stick a knife or a fork in an electric socket in America, you're going to go, but you're not going to die.
Oh, right.
Here you're going to die.
You'll die.
Yeah, exactly. But there, like we did it as kids because we grew up in the 80s and no one was home. So we were just at home kind of like trying not to get kidnapped, running around, halfway murdering each other, sticking metal into electric sockets,
being like, so what you're saying is low voltage is great parenting.
Yeah.
It's the nanny state.
It really is the nanny state.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it is like that where, I mean, that one would just shake you, but that one's going to spark. It's going to snap.
Yeah, it's going to hurt.
But fast. Like also we like a bit of pain. We do. Like, don't try to front. We do. We like pain, you know? Makes us feel alive. And like we've earned it. Like
all
we
the best stuff
it.
Comes from pain.
Yeah.
So look, what we've done now, we have come to the last few orders.
Oh.
Okay. And this is it's a sad time because I've really enjoyed this episode.
Oh, it's been wonderful, Tom. Thank you so much.
It's just been so much fun to find out about you.
And self-reflective for me to be like, oh yeah, this is who I am.
Right, exactly. Wow. And in your shopping basket right now, and here is a sign of how much you have arrived in this country and how British you now are, I'm afraid.
Oh no.
Loose leaf tea.
Yes.
There she
Singer's
is.
Tea.
There
yes.
she is.
Yes, it's better when the little
right?
Yeah, it is.
You've
yes.
You've got tea. You can now take part in the most important ritual of being British.
Yes.
You have tea. You arrive in 2014.
Yeah.
You've left New York behind.
Uh-huh. I left my coffee and bagel.
Right.
You know.
You arrive with thank you notes. You arrive with Polaroids for memories.
Yes.
And now you have tea to wash it all down.
Yes. Well, it's a lovely Singer's tea that's like all very herbal and natural. I love when they've collected all of the little flowers and things. But yes, the loose leaf is the way to go.
You're even doing the smug British tea face.
Yes.
I just do like, I'm sorry, I just like Earl Grey. And I'm not
I
going to apologize
Earl Grey.
For it.
It's so fragrant.
Lapsang Souchong is delicious. That's what
yes.
posh people do. They say everything as if it's a slight apology.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like milk. I'm sorry. That's what they do. I like milk. So you don't need a thank you note. Everything you say is an apology.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
This has been a delight. Thank you so much for coming on My Mate Bought a Toaster, Zero Birch. You are absolutely fantastic. Tell us a bit about where we can find you on the Twitters and the Instagrams or
sure.
whatever.
Sure, follow me on Instagram. I'm at DesTheRay, DesTheRay. I mean, it's the same on Twitter, but I haven't been on there, I think, since it's become X, because I don't know. So just find me on Twitter is probably the best place. And if someone can teach me how to use TikTok, I'll figure it out. But it's, you know, I was like, it's too hard. And I like don't want to learn a new thing because I'm middle-aged. But then America tried to ban it. And I'm like, damn it, now I have to get it.
Now I like it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, now like I need to go out of my way to be involved.
Still trying to break the rules. Unbelievable.
Kind of,
you amazing.
Know.
All right, you'll be sipping your tea on TikTok.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been an absolute learning journey. Thank you.
I love that. That's great. That's the idea. Who needs therapy? Thank you to comedian and superstar Desiree Birch for being such a brilliant guest on My Mate Bought a Toaster. I enjoyed that so much. That is a, how many minutes is that? 45, 50 minutes? We actually talked for an hour and a half. There's so much stuff there, but we have to edit these down. So there are extra bits at patreon.com/toasterpod. Patreon.com/toasterpod. For as little as £3 a month, you can get access to extra bits, the bits we've cut out, some extra videos, all sorts of stuff over there. And I think it's free as well for 7 days or something like that. So anyway, have a look. And I'm going to stick up some extras from today's episode up there as soon as I get a second, which is never. Also, as I mentioned at the beginning, don't forget, you can subscribe to our YouTube page for free, James Redmond, for free. YouTube.com/@mymatebought a toaster. We don't have many subscribers there because I've not been hawking it enough. So if you get a second, just go and subscribe. You'll get all our new videos and you can watch whole episodes up there. We're putting up loads at the moment. So yeah, go and check it out. Next week, Ori Styler is on. Fantastic comedian. I say that every time. He's so good. Really, really fun episode. And in the coming weeks, we've got Joe Trissini joining us and Josh Widdicombe as well. Really, really excited for some of the episodes we've got coming up. Oh, and Marcus Brigstock. Marcus Brigstock was so good. I mean, they're all good, but oh, wow. Anyway, I'll let you get on with your lives. See you next week, shall we? Yep, cool. It's my mate.